Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the historical fiction Bathsheba and the Fall of Israel by Barbara Young Singer, six-year-old Bathsheba meets and falls in love with David, who adores a little cherub with curly black hair. Years later, when David is looking out over his balcony, he spies the beautiful Bathsheba bathing. He has her brought to his quarters, where she stays for 2 days. Adultery and the cover-up follow. When approached by Nathan the prophet, David repents. Barbara is a talented author, screenwriter, photographer, and real estate executive. Barbara Young Singer, author of Bathsheba and the King of Israel, a historical romantic novel, is our guest on This Week in America. Barbara, thank you for joining us. You just happen to have a copy of the book available, and we've got that here.
I just happen to have a copy. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing how that works, and I love the cover of that as well.
Isn't
that really grabs your attention there with all the colors and the way it's laid out. And once you read the book, it's not a disappointment. This book is receiving rave reviews. Let's talk about where this idea came from. How did you come up with the idea for Bathsheba and the King of Israel?
Well, my husband at the time happened to mention that I do something about David and Bathsheba. And I'm amazed to see that there has not been a movie since the days of Susan Hayward.
Yes.
About David and Bathsheba. And I next will write the screenplay and see if we can get that movie made. But no, he said, you should write about David and Bathsheba. And I immediately, yeah.
It captured your attention, didn't it? And you were able to take the story. Talk about the challenges in coming up with this story. Where to go with it and where you felt like, okay, I'm still maintaining the integrity of the story and telling it my way. How challenging was that to write this?
You know, for me, it wasn't really that difficult. I followed the story in the Bible, in the text,
yes,
as we people who study a lot say. I read 150 books to be prepared for this. I think the biggest challenge for me was to make sure that I was historically accurate.
Yes.
Coming up with the story itself was not as difficult as priming myself, you know, educationally for the process. And I didn't want to be looked at as, you know, fluff. I wanted to be a serious writer. So I really enjoyed the research. It was wonderful. And I finally said, after 150 books, put down the books, Barbara, and pick up the computer.
You know, isn't that something interesting about research? And research is certainly easier now than maybe it was 30 or 40 years ago. I find just in researching, you know, topics and guests for the program, it is. And sometimes you go, okay, when do you have enough? And obviously you figured 150 was right, and it works because the book, again, is doing so well. Bathsheba and the King of Israel, a historical romantic novel. Barbara Young Singer, the author, is our guest on the program. You mentioned screenplay. You've sort of were schooled in the craft of writing for motion pictures, and the book is very visual. Your storytelling is very visual. Talk about that background with writing for motion pictures and writing for pictures.
Well, I was married to a man named Bob Bonney, who was a screenwriter, and he did The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Oh, yes.
And we talked screenplays all day long. And it's all about character in the movies, and character-driven, and everything has to make sense. You can't just pull a gun out of the glove box unless you've shown that there is a gun in the glove box earlier in the movie. That's called a plot point. So it was a good education for writing. Right now, I have rewritten a script of his. He passed away 3 years ago. I've rewritten a script of his about his time in the Marshall Islands during the atomic testing called Bombed. And that was quite an interesting episode in a young soldier's life to be there where they were testing those bombs every day.
Yes.
They nuked a whole island of natives. So we're hoping to get this movie made. The man who was going to do it got ill and sadly passed away.
Oh.
So working on that. And then my next book will be Solomon and Sheba. So I'm busy. I don't know what to do. Sometimes I get really crazy.
Well, with the research and everything, it keeps you busy and being creative and coming up with all these ideas. How have you drawn most of your ideas from the Bible? Is that a good source of creative energy for you?
Only this particular book have I drawn from the Bible. It's my favorite book to read, actually, the Bible. It's full of the best stories, and they've been stolen by authors for thousands of years. Those stories are fabulous.
Oh, yes.
And I believe the story of David and Bathsheba is one of the most compelling stories that we can relate to as human beings who sin. We do sin, and sometimes we do some terrible things, but God will forgive if we repent.
Boy, that is so true. The book Bathsheba and the King of Israel, the author Barbara Young Singer is our guest on the program. Let's talk about some of the characters in the book. Who is this man, Ahithophel? Explain that character.
I have to tell you, I was so excited when I found out that Ahithophel, who was the king's advisor, was actually Bathsheba's grandfather.
Ah.
So that opened up a whole thing to me. I said, okay, if he's her grandfather, what is he advising the king? And it occurred to me, after some thought, okay, let's have him bringing the pitch and the sulfur and the salt from the Dead Sea, and his family, his daughter and grandchildren living in Engedi, which is along the Dead Sea, as you probably know. And he lives up closer to Jerusalem, but he travels all these routes around the area. And he says to David, you have to secure those trade routes. That's the one main thing. So many of the battles were about getting those trade routes secured so that people could travel safely and they could collect money from the travelers. It was good for the money pot.
Yes, it's interesting the background on these characters and how the story evolves. The book is so well done. Bathsheba and the King of Israel, the guest on the program, the author Barbara Young Singer. How did David and Bathsheba meet for the first time? How did that happen?
Oh, gosh, it's so fun. I remembered my own daughter when she was 6 years old. We'd gone to a restaurant with a friend of mine. And as we left the restaurant and were going to the car, she started running and she said, look how fast I can run. And she was so cute, like a little cherub. I said, I'm going to use that. I just have to use that. So when David was on the run from King Saul, you know, Saul was the first king of Israel. He became quite jealous of David because he had lost favor with God. He didn't obey God. And so he was quite jealous, even though he actually had loved David as a son. It's a quite interesting relationship. But David was on the run from him because he was trying to kill David. And David had just married King Saul's daughter,
yes.
Michael. He had just married her, and he was given word that they were about to kill him, so he had to slip out the window and disappear and go to the priest at Nob to get provisions. He got bread, and he got actually the sword of Goliath, which had ended up there. After David had killed Goliath, they took the sword there to Nob. I don't know why, but that's where they had it. And so he was given those things, and he began to run from King Saul. And as he went south, he's going through that desert area. And I remember Dr. Robinson, in his book, he was an explorer at the turn of the last century, how he said Engedi looked from the desert. It was an oasis that was just unbelievably beautiful. And this is what David sees as he comes to the edge of the desert, and he looks down, and there's this waterfall and this pool, and he says, dang, I need a swim. So he jumps down into the pool as Bathsheba and her mother are there swimming and washing clothes and doing things. And he frightened them. The mother knew who he was right away, but Bathsheba wasn't quite sure who he was. And so they're introduced, and it's what we call in the movie business a meet cute. And so he says, you know, your father, who was one of the soldiers fighting with David, said, go to En-Gedi, and my father-in-law will advise you what to do next, his father-in-law being Ahithophel. So that's how they met, and she's this adorable little girl, and her mother's covering herself up because she's all wet and see-through, and she says, well, take David to the house. So she skips along and says, follow me and see how fast I can run. And he says, that's not fast, and he picks her up and he carries her on his shoulder, and they get to the house, and Ahithophel comes soon. And they meet, and he says, the first thing you have to do is get your parents to safety. They were, of course, Jesse and, they were in Bethlehem.
Yes.
And he says, you've got to get them to safety. And so they made what was the only choice they had at the time, was to bring them down to En-Gedi, down to the southern tip of the Dead Sea, and across. They could ford across. There was a ford, so they didn't have to swim, to get across to Moab. And that was a mistake. The king of Moab eventually killed his parents, but he took his parents there and said, would you please take my parents? And the king said, yes, he would, but it wasn't a friendly relationship forever, sadly.
Well, all this story unfolds in this book that is so well written by Barbara Young Singer, our guest on the program. The book is Bathsheba and the King of Israel, a historical romantic novel. You'll find the book at Amazon.com, the usual places. Barbara's website is BarbaraYoungSinger.com, just very simple, her name and .com, and we'll give you this throughout the program. We've got it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Another interesting character, a man, Uriah. Explain who he is and how he fits into the story.
Well, there were a lot of Hittites. They always referred to him as Uriah the Hittite. There were a lot of Hittites that were living in that area for many years, and some of them stayed behind, and some kind of melted into the Israelite community. Uriah did, and he was a very good soldier, and he was Bathsheba's father's best friend. Eliam was his name, and he was the one who, like I said, was her father's best friend. And when they got to Hebron, where David was first king, that was the first city that he was the king, she was being taunted by David's son. She was at the stream in the water. She's always in the water. And he's taunting her and saying ridiculous things and throwing little stones at her. And she says, if you aren't the stupidest and ugliest of David's sons, I don't know what else to call you. And when she got home and told her father and grandfather, they said, oh boy, you would talk like that to the king of Israel's son? You're getting married. I will marry you right away. And so her father decides she should marry Uriah. Now, that is not a biblical thing. I put that in myself. I saw him as older and that it wasn't a love relationship. And, you know, when they came home from fighting battles, the men, they were wild and unable to come into the homes until they stayed outside the camp for a while and let go of that fierceness and the blood and the
yes.
They brought a lot of craziness, so they had to bathe and stay outside the camp for a while. But even when Uriah and Eliam, her father, would sober up and get going. They'd drink and they'd get kind of rowdy, and so Bathsheba wasn't too happy with that.
With us on the program is Barbara Young Singer. By the time is going by so quickly, I want to tell you about the book, but not give away too much of it, because you're going to enjoy the story as it unfolds in Bathsheba and the King of Israel. Let's go to that night. Let's talk about the night that Bathsheba was bathing and David sees her. Without giving a whole lot of that away, set the scene for us there.
Oh, if you can imagine the fragrance of the henna and the wind blowing from the west, from the east, I'm sorry. And she had two Egyptian maids, Huia and Tuia, and they had set up the bath and there were curtains around. But the wind blew the curtains away, open, and David, being up on his terrace, saw her. Now, many people think David didn't know Bathsheba, but he did. If her grandfather was his advisor and Eliam, her father, was one of his mighty soldiers, you're darn tootin' he knew her.
Yes.
So he said he was in a weak moment, and his son was taunting him and saying, "Hey, look at that gorgeous woman down there. Why don't you bring her up here?" And so he did. He had her brought up, and she stayed there a couple of days. And it's a beautiful scene when she comes to his quarters, and I won't give it away, but she tries to be angry and fierce with him, and that's just gorgeous. It's just a fabulous scene. And of course, she goes home and then finds herself pregnant, and Huia and Tuia are discussing who's going to tell David. You know, they didn't want to go tell David, but they did.
Yeah, and we see all that once again. It's so vividly told in Barbara's book, Bathsheba and the King of Israel. Talk about Nathan a second here. The prophet approached David after the arranged death of Bathsheba's husband, Uriah. Tell us briefly about that again without giving away too much.
Well, I can't tell you the secret thing about who Nathan was, but it'll be a surprise, and you have to read the book and find out.
Very good. Okay.
But Nathan went to David and said, you know, about the little sheep that the poor man had that the rich man stole. And David said, oh, he should pay, you know, 10 times, and he should, you know, be punished. Let me see this man, I'll punish him. And Nathan says, that man is you. And so David was told then, and it began to come into his realization what he had done, and that Bathsheba was the little sheep that he had stolen, and he repented. And Nathan said, the son will die, or the baby will die, but you will live, and that will be your punishment. And there's an incredible scene where Bathsheba takes the baby and leaves the castle in the middle of the night with her dead baby to go to En-Gedi to bury him in the family tomb there in En-Gedi. And David's fiercely angry that she did that, and he goes after her, and under the waterfall is where she conceived Solomon.
It's just such a well-told story, and I love the passion that you have for telling the story and the creative way that you present this. I want to ask about one more character before we run out of time here. And at the beginning of the book, you talk about Ichabod. Briefly explain,
yes,
Ichabod and his role in all of this.
Well, Ichabod is a character that I made up. He was adopted by Bathsheba's grandfather. He was a young boy who worked for him on the trade routes, and he was so good at it, he finally adopted him. He didn't have a son, so he adopts Ichabod. And Ichabod then knows everything. He knows everything, and he's close to the family. And when it comes to telling the story to the princess who has arrived to marry King Solomon, he goes to meet her, And that's quite a magical camel train, if you can imagine the princess and all her entourage being led by Ichabod. And he says to her, "You need not fear. I can slash the head off three bandits and..." He kills a snake in her tent, and he says, "Okay, that's done. I've done that a million times."
Wow. And as you're describing
they
this...
They have a night of storytelling, and they bond quite nicely.
Yes, you're telling all of these stories. I can see this motion picture unfold in front of my eyes, and I hope you have success with that. What do you hope the takeaway is? As people read Bathsheba and the King of Israel and enjoy it, what do you hope the takeaway is when they finish this remarkable story that you've told?
Well, I hope they're not angry, because I've gone away from the classic story of the adultery and the sin and so forth, and created a love story. I don't think that's ever been done before, really. Well, no, that's not true. With Susan and I can't remember the name of the man who played David in the early film, that was a love story. Bathsheba was the favorite wife. We know that. So that is actually how Solomon came to the throne, because he was not the one in line to inherit the throne. It was Bathsheba and Nathan's influence that got Solomon to the throne.
Interesting. It's boy, time has gone by so quickly. You mentioned the working on the motion picture, the screenplay. How is that coming? I know the a few setbacks along the way, but you're still at it here. How is that progressing?
Well, a lot of it is right up here, working.
Yes.
And that's how I write. I let it gel in my mind before I go to the paper with it, you know. So,
well, I was going to ask about that, and I'm going to take a second here at the end, because I'm always curious about what creative people, what their process is in writing. Did you have a hard, fast outline before you started, or did you set and sort of you had a rough outline and the story sort of talked to you as you were writing it, or a combination of both?
You know, I can't even tell you. I just had certain scenes that I was definite about.
Yes.
And they came together, and I was telling the story to my daughter, and she said, "Oh, Mama, you have to write it." I was telling her the scene about when Bathsheba takes the dead baby to En-Gedi, and how she and David make love under the waterfall, and Solomon is conceived.
Yes.
She said, "Oh, Mama, that's a great story. You have to write it." And whatever my daughter says is true. So.
Well, that's good. She's a very perceptive daughter, and we wish you the best with the screenplay and other works, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk more with you in the future. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Our guest is Barbara Young Singer. Her website is very simple, barbarayoungsinger.com. The book is Bathsheba and the King of Israel, a historical romantic novel. Yep, the book is available wherever books are sold. Of course, we'll send you to Amazon. You can remember that, Books and Noble, Barnes and Noble, any of those places. Barbara, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rick.
It has been a pleasure, and congratulations on the success of the book, and we'll be watching for the motion picture, and like I said, have a chance to talk about that before we go to a movie theater or turn on the television to watch. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I forgot one thing. Major thing that I hope that people take away from the book is that if we sin, we can repent and God will forgive us. That's very important that we understand.
That's an important message, and I'm glad you pointed that out. We touched on that in the beginning, and it's so important to sort of tie it together with that thought. The book, Bathsheba and the King of Israel, a historical romantic novel. Barbara Young Singer has been our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.